This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1419. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 29th, Voice of America closes radio in Russian. New frequencies from YFR, Peru, France, Lithuania. WEWN and Morocco off the air, but Cameroon is back. Latin American DX News, monitoring BBC in North America, Singapore in Europe, Antarctica in New Zealand, and the propagation outlook. Big news concerning Voice of America from Kai Ludwig in Germany. While doing some research on VOA cuts, I discovered that Russian is already an internet-only service effective July 27th. I checked out the frequencies of the former 1300 UT broadcast and no trace of a carrier on those frequencies. So in all likelihood, the plug has been pulled completely. So much for the promise to restore funding of Russian broadcasts, as in a press release from Senator Leahy. Or is it perhaps part of the alleged deal with Congress that Russian broadcasts by Radio Liberty will remain untouched? There were two more Russian half hours on the VOA schedule at 17 and at 18 UT on several frequencies, and those have not been heard either. But it appears that Radio Liberty broadcasts in Russian are being expanded to take up the time formerly occupied by VOA, but this is after a break of about 5 days, effective only from August 1st, which means Radio Liberty Russian will be continuous, among other times, between 17 and 19 UT, including some of the former VOA frequencies. And I'm about this from bloggernews.net via Kevin Redding, ABDX, and Media Network says, in an apparent effort to limit negative publicity and possible embarrassment, neither VOA nor BBG issued any public statements in English prior to taking the programs off the air after more than 60 years of uninterrupted broadcasting. A one-paragraph announcement on the VOA Russian language website stated that as of July 27th, VOA programming in Russian would be available only through the Internet. Ted Lipian, the former acting associate director of VOA, and current president of freemediaonline.org, said eliminating live VOA radio and TV broadcast to Russia shows a certain lack of strategic thinking on the part of the Bush administration and the BBG. Anyone familiar with the political situation in Russia would see murders of Russian journalists, government takeovers of media outlets, and intimidation of broadcasters using VOA and Radio Liberty programs as a serious threat to freedom of expression. In my band scanning, I've noted some anomalies concerning WYFR. In the afternoons here, they have three frequencies operational on the 13-meter band. None of them aimed at us according to the schedules. However, 21670 was coming in much stronger than the others in Spanish before and after 1800 UT, leading me to believe that that one must have been on the northwesterly antenna. Since at least the beginning of this season, WYFR has been running a far out-of-band frequency on 7780, both for broadcasts to Europe in the wee hours and to Central America around sunrise, 7780. However, on July 27th, I found them on 7730 instead. In fact, already on the 26th, and further checking indicates that all the transmissions which had been on 7780 are now on 7730, between 03 and 0745, and between 11 and 1345 UT. I assume some utility or military user of 7780 complained, but it sure took them a while. Meanwhile, Family Stations has increased its broadcasts via Taiwan effective July 1st, but the schedule just came through, including in Vietnamese at 13 to 14 UT on 9930. So don't confuse that with KWHR, which also uses that frequency, I assume starting right afterwards still at 1400. One of the other additional broadcasts is in Burmese at 10 to 12 UT on 6220 via Taiwan. On July 28th and 29th, I couldn't help but notice that WEWN was missing from all its scheduled frequencies. They always run three transmitters at once in English and Spanish. So I asked their frequency manager, Glenn Tapley, about it, and he replied, "We'll be off the air for about 2 weeks for maintenance downtime. We are replacing slew boxes, working on grounding, electrical, and the like." Last week's big news was that WRNO had finally returned to the air with tests. However, these lasted only a few days. I haven't seen any reports since about July 23rd. But their plan was to start programming as early as August 1st. So keep an ear on the daytime frequency 15590 and the nighttime frequency 7505. Government broadcastings such as TV Marti are supposedly not under the jurisdiction of the Federal Communications Commission. Nevertheless, I found a notice on the FCC website that the Broadcasting Board of Governors had asked the Commission to extend for 1 year authorization for TV Marti to operate on Channel 13 with parameters at variance from those originally authorized. So I guess they've been coordinating this closely because it certainly could cause interference with commercial stations and public stations under the jurisdiction of FCC. And a one-year extension was requested and confirmed or allowed by the FCC until January 24, 2009. But it's only on a non-interference basis to U.S. stations. These broadcasts, of course, are denounced by Cuba and seldom reported by U.S. viewers, transmitted from somewhere in the Florida Keys and only, I think, on a very sporadic basis. No mention here at all of the UHF channels, which TV Marti is supposedly using as well. Jeff White of WRMI tells us that he had lunch with Rudy Espinal in Santo Domingo, July 25th. He's doing well, managing a cable TV tourism network, publishing a glossy bi-monthly tourism newspaper, and doing the voice announcements, multilingual music titles, on an FM station in Santo Domingo called Raices. You can hear it online at www.radioraices.org.do. We had a good time recalling the Radio Earth and Radio Clarín days. I passed by the old Radio Clarín building. It's now occupied by a photocopier company. Santo Domingo has grown incredibly since my last visit there 16 years ago. We'd been wondering if the reactivated Mérida Yucatán station was still on the air. There has been one report of it recently from someone whose initials are KM in Cedar Key, Florida, via Bob Wilkner. This was July 25th at 12 to 12:30 UT on 6104.84 variable, identifying as FAMA de Mérida. Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota, Colombia, comes up with some excellent Latin American monitoring from his vantage point. His latest report in the Condish list includes Radio Nevada in Murillo, Tolima, Colombia, on 3020. It's a second harmonic, heard July 26th, before and after 2300 UT. He says it is a non-authorized station, which was reported a few years ago by the late Bjorn Malm in Ecuador. They announced their medium wave frequency 1510. There was recently a report of an unidentified Peruvian on 5059. Rafael says it is La Voz de las Huaringas in Huancabamba, Peru, measured on 5059.2, July 25th, until sign-off at 0215. He says it's a reactivation on shortwave of this station, formerly on 6819 variable. It was first heard as an NID by Miguel Castellino. There was a lot of noise on the frequency, making it inaudible at times, but he heard a partial sign-off at 0214 announcing the frequency 5060. Alfredo Cañote in Lima, Peru, agrees on that identification. He heard it at 1320 UT. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia also says there's a Peruvian on 6936.3, calling itself Radio Andina, heard July 27th until sign-off at 0304. He was looking for North American pirates, but heard this instead. He's not sure if it's new or reactivated, nor of its location, as there have been more than one Andean station called Radio Andina. There was one in Huancabamba, heard at the beginning of the century on 6673 variable, and one in Huancayo, which operated for a long time on 4995 variable, but we're not sure if this is related to either one. Bob Wilkner in Florida, who's put together a Peruvian band scan, noted that Radio Marañón in Jaén has seemed silent lately on 4834, but in DSWCI DXwindow, Aker Peterson in Denmark heard a weak signal on 4835.46. July 7th and 8th, between 2315 and 0140, which may have been that. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal also presumed it was Radio Marañón on 4835.5, July 10th at 2246. If not that station, what could it be? Wolfgang Büschel points out that a visitor from Germany, Zeljko Črnčić, reported to BCDX that when he was visiting Quito, Ecuador last February, he found a strong local-like signal from Radio Marañón. It could well be one of those umbrella signals near vertical incidents, accounting for a strong signal locally, but weaker at a distance. Marcelo Begini of the Paraná DX Club in Brazil noted our reports about Radio Voz Missionaria in Florianópolis on the new frequency 5870, wondering if it was really intentional. So he contacted the station, and yes, they confirmed their frequencies are 5870 and 9665, each with 10 kilowatts, and 11750 with 1 kilowatt. It's still a challenge to pick up in North America, at least in our evenings, because of WHRI on 5875. But Jerry Lenneman in Texas says at 0245 UT, July 26th, he was able to hear a male preaching and a female vocalist, presumably Radio Missionaria. There are two Brazilians on a number of frequencies, including 6105, making it difficult sometimes to tell which is which. But in the DX Listening Digest group, Arnaldo Slein in Argentina says currently, as of July 26th, Radio Cultura Philadelphia is off the air, which means if you hear 6105 from Brazil, it's Radio Canção Nova, reported at 2101 UT with many IDs and announcements, thanks to the absence of the other one. About that, an ID on 3450.5, Moises Knokin in Uruguay believes it's in Bolivia, heard July 18th at 2200, talking about the visit of Presidents Chavez and Lula to Rivaralta, Bolivia. Reception was not good. He also listened on the 19th of July with religious programming, apparently Catholic, as others have reported. Moises Knokin in Uruguay heard another NID on 2280, July 20th, around midnight 30 UT, with Caribbean music and other Latin American songs. He only heard music and no announcements. It was a very weak signal. This has been identified by Arnaldo Slein in the Condish list in Argentina as the second harmonic of 1140 kilohertz Radio Guarani in Argentina. However, the programming is for Paraguayans in Argentina. Persistence may pay off if you're trying to hear Antarctica in North America. In Cumbre DX, Jerry Strawman in Iowa says it surfaced briefly after months of inaudibility, poor at best due to local noise. I could distinguish between Spanish ballads and announcements. At 2006 UT, July 22nd, it faded out after less than 15 minutes. LRA 36, Radio Nacional San Gabriel, on 15475.96. Remember, it's on the air only weekdays from 18 to 21 and blocked during the first hour by Gabon. Via shortwave, FM, AM, satellite, and internet, this is World of Radio number 1419. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Consult our website for much more information upon which this program is based in our archive of DX Listening Digest at worldofradio.org. In the CFRX Yahoo group, their QSL manager Steve Canny says, as of July 22nd, it's getting close to the big switch being flipped. Just about everything is wired up now. The antenna tuning unit, which goes at the base of the new vertical, has been rebuilt, but still needs to be mounted and tuned. Holidays for the engineering staff have slowed things a little further. So keep an ear on 6070 for the reactivation of CFRX Toronto. However, I can't help but point out, although some don't want to hear it, that it will collide again with CVC in Chile during most of the night. If you're not too far from Toronto, however, you may be able to hear it interference-free in the daytime. The Vancouver Sun reported that CBC British Columbia is hoping to widen its customer base through a new website providing the latest news in the Chinese language, in association with Radio Canada International, to provide national and international news in simplified and traditional Chinese characters. Dan Say in British Columbia, who forwarded this story, says, "The overworked and underpaid RCI staff have to act as language tools and site-translate daily newspapers for their half-hour broadcasts. RCI is being destroyed like the rest of the CBC. In a new format called RCI Viva, which is directed to a domestic immigrant audience who don't care, don't use the internet to listen to radio, and would prefer 3 or 4 hours of BBC Chinese World Service programming. Viva is a terrible idea. RCI should be an external service. Making RCI staff into translation tools negates their journalistic skills. Most people doing such work in China, whom I know, resent that and wish to do more important and necessary work." Ricky Long in Calgary says, "I recently discovered the French equivalent of the link, TamTam Canada, is being broadcast in Western Canada on Radio-Canada's Premier Chaîne as a noon-hour program, replacing what used to be regional programming. I'm guessing this is the domestic hour, which doesn't get beamed on shortwave. It's probably been going on for a long while." Brian Smith, QSL manager for CHWO 740 in Toronto, says they've changed their spots. As of July 22nd, the call sign is CFZM. MZ Media bought the station last year and decided to change the call sign. It's goes along with their FM Classical on 96.3 CFMZ. Although the new owners will be keeping the same basic adult standards format, there are some changes starting August 11th, including a new phone-in talk show, more old-time radio shows, and the like. Most of the staff have been kept at the new station. As of August 1st, all reports to CFZM will receive a new QSL card we are preparing. All reports to July 31st will receive a CHWO QSL. Details at the new website, www.odxa.on.ca/CFZM. I realize that a lot of info on this program may be a bit too esoteric for some people who would just like to listen, for example, to the BBC on shortwave, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that, although the BBC thinks there is, since they've cut off their services on shortwave to North America and much of the rest of the world. George Poppin asked me to put together a list of recommended BBC English frequencies that can be heard in North America. So I went through their complete schedule and picked out the ones that I know can be heard in North America, even though none of them are intended for us, and perhaps not for the entire span that they're on the air, but at least part of the span. And here is that schedule you may want to copy and keep handy to hear BBC on shortwave, at least if you're in North America. From 03 to 04 UT, 6145 and 6005. 03 to 06, 7160. 04 to 06, 9410 and 7120. 04, a little past 07, 6005. 09 to 16, 9740 and 6195. 11 to 21, 17830. 12 to 14, 11750. 13 to 17, 21470. 15 to 23, 15400. 17 to 19 UT, 13675. In the central time zone, subtract 5 hours for local time. Patrick Robich in Austria has picked up a new low-power DRM station, which isn't even on the DRM schedule yet. It's transmitting from Grasse in France with a label Agora DRM Test. That's A-G-O-R-A. It's on 25770 through 25780 kilohertz. Their website says it's authorized 1,000 watts, but they're only guaranteeing 200 watts. It's on the Côte d'Azur, not to be confused with another DRM station in France on exactly the same frequencies, which is on the list, operated by TDF in Iran. Iran's external service in Italian calls itself Radio Italia, which is somewhat presumptuous, but they sent a notice to Dario Monfrini about a frequency change at 0630 to 730. 11670 has been replaced by 9770. They don't bother to mention that the old frequency and presumably the new one are relays via Lithuania. In Hardcore DX, Alice Franis in West Virginia says Dutch pirate station Radio Lowland says there will be a special shortwave combination Holland broadcast August 1st. That's Friday on 6310 with a power of 400 watts, starting at 07 UT and running at least until midnight, possibly a little later. He wants them to stay on later to improve chances for reception in North America. On the European evenings of July 22nd and 23rd, Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily was reporting a strange NID on 5050, playing African music with a very strong signal. I agree, having listening to the clip he posted, this was around 2241 UT. He heard it as late as 2317, when the frequency is blocked in North America by WWRB. The next day, they were on the air sporadically a bit earlier, and some repetitious music, but at another time he recorded it, it was music in Russian. The consensus seems to be it must have been a pirate, although I'm still wondering if it was some major station testing because of the strong signal. No reports about it since then. One time they were on 5060 instead of 5050. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria and Wolfgang Büschen in Germany note that Morocco has been missing lately from 15345, clearing the frequency for Argentina's external service to Europe between 18 and 22 UT, starting with English during the first hour. The other Moroccan frequency, 15340, was also missing, says Wolfgang Büschel at 1200. So we wonder if any of the RTM frequencies remain on the air. Voice of Nigeria is normally inaudible here around 14 UT on 9690. But on two occasions now, June 16th and again July 23rd, they peaked with a rather good signal, although with the usual bad modulation during their English broadcast, making me wonder where this signal is coming from. Is it long path or short path or something else? Chad had been inactive on 4905 for a while using 7120 during their morning and evening broadcast, but now they're back on 4905. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil reported it July 25th at 2035 UT. And Manuel Mendeth in Spain heard them at 0549 to 0630 in French. Not sure whether they're still using 7120 during part of the daytime. James McDonald in northwest Nigeria follows up the report 2 weeks ago about Cameroon being heard on 6005. He says, I had not identified this station previously as the audio is so badly distorted. It's almost impossible to listen to. I can hear the station most afternoons until drowned by the BBC, signing on at 1700. On 23 July at 1455, I was able to decipher funeral announcements in English with several mentions of Buya in Cameroon. I cannot confirm transmission during darkness hours. That's on 6005. As I mentioned earlier, WEWN is off the air for 2 weeks of maintenance, clearing some of the frequencies for other stations, notably the collision with Radio Cairo on 11550, European service, which I heard in the clear July 28th at 2035 past 21 hours in French, but with the usual extreme under-modulation during the talk segments, although the music was better. Dan Goldfarb in England tells DX Listening Digest, as Radio Singapore International winds down, I thought I would check the relays of local FM stations, which should remain and offer audible signals over a decent area. All four stations were heard July 26 between 2310 and 2340. On 6000, Capital FM, believed to be in Cantonese, but the mishmash colliding with Cuba. 6150 had 938 live in English. A strong signal, but spoiled by Spain and French on 6155. On 7235, there's the Malay service from Singapore, Varna FM, a steady signal without interference and some nice music. and on 7275 only FM in Tamil, a listenable signal with identifiable South Asian speech. RRI Makassar, Indonesia seems to have been inactive lately on 4750, but Chuck Bullen in Florida heard them again July 23rd from 0942 until 1000. I had relatively good reception of the Voice of Indonesia on 9526 on July 22nd, the English hour at 1300, but not since. In fact, I'm not even sure that frequency has been on the air. On Sunday, during Hmong Lao Radio on 11785 from WHRI, I was hearing a heterodyne about 100 hertz lower, which I suspect was the frequency currently in use by Indonesia instead, and of course it's totally useless in North America. As a matter of fact, the same day at 1823 UT, Maurits van Driessche in Belgium, in the Benelux DX Club, measured Jakarta on 11784.87. Just like the 31-meter frequency, sometimes it is about 1 kilohertz higher, but not on this occasion. Via BBC Monitoring, the website run by the Oslo, Norway-based Democratic Voice of Burma has been hit by a persistent and severe distributed denial-of-service attack, rendering the site mostly inaccessible since July 20th. This was reported on July 25th, and I found it was still inaccessible when I checked July 29th, www.dvb.no. Of course, DVB blames the Myanmar government. Who else would want to do this? Ron Howard in California reports that Voice of Strait, Channel 1 in Fuzhou, China, on 4940, although mostly in Chinese, has some English IDs, which he heard July 28th at 1300 and 1325. This is the Voice of Strait News Radio. China Radio International appears to be obsessed with a certain sporting event, even their Esperanto service, which I ran across in the middle of the hour around 1330 UT on 11650. People are wondering if Micronesia's shortwave station will ever get back on the air after a brief period of activity last October on 4755. Alex Vranis reports to Hardcore DX, I've been in contact with Pacific Missionary Aviation. And their latest reply says, we are still awaiting technical help as we need to change antennas so that we can reach the islands. Thanks for your interest and prayers. Not much news, but at least we know they have not abandoned their shortwave project. In the UDXF group, Andrew D. in New Zealand reports about monitoring McMurdo Antarctica at midwinter. These frequencies noted on upper sideband 5785, actually Scott Base, contacting Christchurch, New Zealand on no particular schedule. He heard weather at 0702 UT on 10639. Also the ship-to-shore frequency, very faint, 9106, and miscellaneous transmissions on 11225. Nothing heard on 5078, 5080, or 5140. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 29th. A and K indices peaking at 20 and 5 on August 8th, 15 and 4 on August 19th, as low as 5 and 2 until August 6th, also the 14th to 17th and 21st to 25th. Solar flux steady at a very low 66 through August 25th. And that's World of Radio number 1419. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the show and will join me again next week.